She wasn't sure exactly what she hoped to find, though. Maybe the smuggler hadn't told the Hutts everything he knew. Maybe she could torture him to extract every last piece of information. As she wound through the palace's labyrinthine halls, she passed a clutch of Gamorreans bearing the unconscious Jedi captive over their heads. She smirked, but didn't stop. It was good to see someone worse off than she was. When she arrived at the ruins of the security airlock, she found it sealed behind a dense press of guards wielding laser cannons. The hole in the wall was protected by a bank of portable particle shields. Getting in wasn't going to be as easy as getting out, and she had no intention of crawling back up the avalanche of debris. Fighting was an option, of course, but fatigue was beginning to take its toll. Under better circumstances, she would never have let Stryver beat her like that. She needed to be smarter rather than stronger. Retreating to a quiet place to think, she examined everything she knew about the Hexes. It wasn't much. They were single-minded, but what did she know about the minds they possessed? They refused to acknowledge any authority beyond that of their maker. They killed everyone else with impunity. Was there anything else she could say about them? She remembered the way they had tricked the Twi'lek into blowing an escape route for them through the wall. That displayed resourcefulness and cunning, qualities lacking in many droids, but not all. It wasn't a unique feature of their design. Something niggled at the back of her brain. A thought stirred there, hesitantly pushing itself forward for consideration. Escape. The Hexes had been trying to escape. So where were they trying to escape to? Home. But how did they know where home was? The answer to that question burst into her mind with crystalline clarity. The Navicomp isn't the only map. Axe was moving, circling the ruin until she found the path that the two escaping droids had taken. No one stood in her way until she reached the first of the bodies. It was cordoned off by Gamorreans, and she let them be. The Jedi had made a real mess of that hex, spilling its guts out in a mess of silver and red. The second, she hoped, would be in better condition. It too was cordoned off, but she could see through the guards that the body was intact, tangled up in a net like an animal caught in a trap. Perfect, she thought, bringing her lightsaber into play. When she had the corpse safely slung over her shoulder, all she had to do was leave. That was accomplished as easily as walking through the palace to the spaceport, where the Imperial shuttle awaited her pleasure. Palace security had been tightened in an attempt to stop anyone from leaving. The attempt was doomed to failure. Two armed Imperial guards stood at attention by the airlock's inner door. They saluted as she stepped through.
"Any problems?" she asked them.
"There was a guy sniffing around the Mandalorian ship before it took off," said one.
"And some non-human scum trying to get in here," said the other. "We sent him packing."
"Very good."
She strode confidently up the ramp and into the cockpit, where the pilot sat waiting. He took in her dusty, battered appearance, but didn't remark upon it.
"We're leaving," she said. "Advise Darth Kratos of our imminent rendezvous. I want a droid tech on hand the moment we dock."
"Yes, sir. But what about the envoy?"
"He's no longer with us."
The pilot nodded, uncertainly, obviously comparing his standing orders with those he had just been given. A Sith always outranked a superior officer. That was the only conclusion available.